Hey everyone, this is the Let's Pop Art podcast, where we explore the ever-changing world of art, digital art, design, content creation, and more. Just a little tidbit before we get started, the podcast has been created for entertainment and educational purposes only, and nothing in the content should be taken as investment advice. For more information, see the full disclaimer at www.letspopart.com. Again, that is www.letspopart.com. So let's get into it and have some fun. Okay, so let's get into it. Once we had the idea for this episode and started researching, some interesting things happened fast. Our first thought was from a place of just looking at individual artists, and to take a look where we could find and see the connection between art and freedom. But the first thing that popped up in our research was really interesting. When we started doing some basic internet searches, what came up was art and freedom from a political standpoint. Of course, we all know that artists have used art in their quest for political freedom throughout history, and it is quite safe to say that art will continue to be used in relation to activism and the quest for political freedom as we move forward. But what we were thinking was more on an individual basis. By looking at artists, art, and freedom from an aspect of questioning why artists do what they do, and ask the question, does freedom play a part in why an artist creates art? So moving forward in an art world that is morphing every day, with humans having more and more tools at their fingertips to express themselves, it is pretty easy to associate art with freedom. And if you look at social media, the way artists portray themselves, in fact, for the most part, it screams freedom. So let's talk a little about the advancements in art that have expanded the tools and mediums that are available to artists. So of course, we will start with traditional art mediums, painting, drawing, sculpture, and printmaking. So let's start with painting. Commonly used paints are oil, gouache, watercolors, and acrylic, which all have their uniqueness. For artistic expression, artists can choose canvas, paper, or even wood surfaces to create works of art. Then there is drawing. When it comes to drawing, there is charcoal, pastels, ink, and of course, pencils, which can lend to very detailed and intricate sketches. Then there is sculpture. Artist sculptures can be created and molded with stone, metal, wood, or clay. One thing that makes sculpture a unique art form is the fact that it is tactical. Then there is printmaking, with techniques like lithography, engraving, and etching. Artists can transfer images onto surfaces and paper. Printmaking allows artists the freedom to make multiple copies of a work of art. There are four types of printmaking: relief, intaglio, lithography, and screen printing. So now let's go beyond fine art to design and crafts. When it comes to the artistic landscape, design and crafts find themselves playing a crucial role. So let's start with textile arts. When it comes to textile art forms, we have quilting, embroidery, knitting, and weaving. Artists can create intricate designs and patterns with different types of threads and fabrics. Then there is ceramics. As we move on with ceramic art and pottery, artists can shape clay into decorative objects. To achieve durability, the process includes firing the pieces in a kiln. Then there is metalsmithing and jewelry design. When it comes to metalsmithing and jewelry design, artists can work with metals including silver, gold, and copper, along with fine gems, semi-precious stones, and beads to create fine jewelry, craft jewelry, ornaments, and metal sculptures. Glass art. As we keep digging deeper with glass art, artists can create intricate works of art with techniques like glass blowing, stained glass, and fused glass. Artists can create bold installations, sculptures, vases, and jewelry as well. Then there is woodworking. Woodworking artists use techniques like planing and shaping, carving, turning, and joinery. Artists can create furniture, sculptures, and decorative pieces. Bookbinding. Bookbinders can create beautiful handmade books and bindings using techniques like sewing, case binding, paper marbling and handcrafting, and leatherworking. Then there is basketry. When it comes to basketry, artists can use traditional techniques like coiling, twinning, twilling, and plaiting to create beautiful works of art. The history and future of basketry is vibrant. Collage and assemblage. Collage art and assemblage art are definitely closely connected, but have their own unique characteristics. Collage artists can use techniques like gluing, decoupage, and digital collage. Assemblage takes the art of collage further with techniques like attaching, mixed media, construction, and kinetic elements which can add movement. Origami and paper folding. With a rich history and centuries of tradition, origami is a precise art form. Without adhesives, by folding paper, artists can create designs and sculptures that are extremely intricate. Candle making. Candle making is another art form with a rich history which traces back centuries. For candle makers, choosing the right wick is crucial. When it comes to wax, artists can use a variety of waxes including beeswax, palm wax, soy wax, paraffin, and a soy paraffin blend. And then there is the fragrance aspect of candle making, where blends are selected carefully. So as we continue this episode on art and its association with freedom, the reason we discussed art mediums and arts and crafts mediums was in the hopes of inspiring artists. The hypothesis is that maybe diving into these mediums could inspire artists to maybe try something different. Or for someone who has never dove into creating something artistic, maybe they would be inspired to do so. So as we move forward, we really believe that not only is there an association between art and freedom, but we flat out believe that art screams freedom. One great place to look at this deeper is to look at music and the art of live music. It is pretty easy to see when you watch or go to a rock, pop, country, hip-hop, R&B, or electric dance music concert, that the art of music screams freedom, not just from the musicians, but the fans that attend the shows, with EDM concerts being amongst the most colorful. Another way is to look at the artist's studio, where there might be paint on the floors, walls, and all over the artist's clothes. For some reason, it just again screams freedom. That does not mean that an artist's studio that is clean and immaculate does not scream freedom as well. Art and design is morphing in so many directions, and art and design are crossing over into each other more and more in the digital realm. It is an exciting time in history to be an artist and a designer. The digital realm has many advantages, because there is so much software at artists' fingertips. It can make it easy for artists to access tools and create, making entry into the digital art and design world easy. We here at the Let's Pop Art podcast like to keep a glass half full mindset, and we are so hoping for the creator economy to prosper in the 21st century. We hope you like this episode titled Art Screams Freedom. Until next time, thanks for listening.